Daf Kufmem Halachas. Shabbos Peg Ches Halachida. The Rambam says someone sifts wine, oil, or water and other liquids in their sieve is chayev. That's dafka if he does the shear of a dried fig. But you're allowed to sift wine that doesn't have any sediment or clear water in a kerchief or an Egyptian basket, it should be even clearer. You're allowed to put water on top of sediment so it should get clearer. And you're allowed to put scrambled eggs into a mustard sifter so it should get clearer. Mustard seed that they needed to Erev Shabbos, the next day you can smooth it out and soften it, whether it's by hand or by kli, so to wine out of its press, as long as it's bubbling, he can scramble it, a barrel with its sediment, and he puts it into the kerchief because it's not yet separate. The sediment is not separate from the wine, and therefore that good. And the whole wine is considered one goof, and so to the mustard seed and anything they like. Rambam Shabbos Perichov Beis, Halacha Yud Beis says, mustard seed that he needs from Erev Shabbos, the next day can smooth it out, whether it's by hand or by kli, and puts in honey, and should not scramble, only mix it. Cress that he mixed them or scrambled them from Erev Shabbos, the next day he can put in oil, vinegar, and spices, and you should not scramble it, only mix it. Garlic that he ground up from Erev Shabbos, the next day he can put in to the beans, but he shouldn't grind it, he just mixes it. Arachayim Sim Shin Chafal Siftan Zvav says, mustard seed that he needed from Erev Shabbos, the next day he can mix it by hand, whether it's by hand or by kli, and he can put in honey, but he should not scramble it to mix it this way. He just mixes it slowly, piecemeal. The Rambam Shabbos Perek Chav Beis, Halachi Yud Beis, we already said it, so we'll skip it. Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim Sim Shin Chafal Siftan Zion says, Kress, that they ground from Erev Shabbos, the next day they can put in wine or vinegar. Should not scramble it, they just mix it. So to garlic that he ground from Erev Shabbos, the next day puts in beans. And should not scramble it on the evening. The Ramah says, some say should not use a spoon, only a hand. And the Mechaba says, some say that this that's mutter to mix it, liquid with mustard, is dafka if you put it in with yarn. But on Shabbos now, put liquid into the mustard seed or the garlic that's ground because of lush. The Ramah says, if he puts the food in, and then he puts the vinegar or the wine, and then mixes it with his finger, it's mutter. Because the shina, just like we said, by rice cereal, or by any cereal, and that's the minik to be matay the shina. A place where you do it this way, in the weekdays, you should do on Shabbos, first the vinegar, and then the food. The Rambam Shabbos, Perek Chav Beis, Halacha Yud Aleph, says you're allowed to mix wine, honey, spices, pepper on Shabbos to eat them. But wine and water, and simony oil is also, because that's only for a fool. Healthy people don't drink it. Shulchan Aruch says, Arachayim Sim Shin Chafal Sifid Zayin, you're allowed to make anumlin, which is old wine, honey, and spices, peppers, because it's for drinking. You're allowed to make aluntis, which is old wine and clear water, and a fasimni oil, which is just for the fuah. Then Rambam Deis, Perek Dal, the Halacha Yud Zayin says, when a person comes out of the bathhouse, he should put on clothing and cover his head in the outer room so he shouldn't have a cold. Even in the summertime, he has to be careful and should wait till after she goes out, till he calms down and his body rests and the heat will leave him. Then he can eat. And if he sleeps a little bit when he goes out of the merchants before he eats, that's very good. And he should not drink cold water when he comes out of the bathhouse. And Avada shouldn't drink in the bathhouse. If he's thirsty when he comes out of the merchants and he can't hold himself back, he should mix the wine with water. Water with wine or honey and drink it. And if he shmeared with oil in the merchants in the wintertime after he dries up, that's the best. The Rambam says in Hilchos Shabbos Perichav Beis, Halacha Zayin, you don't soak chiltis, which is a root, whether it's lukewarm water or cold water. They're allowed to soak it inside vinegar. And if he drank it on Thursday and Friday, then he can soak it on Shabbos in cold water and leaves it in the sun until it gets warmed up. He drinks it, so he shouldn't get sick if he stopped. Because if he stops drinking, he might get sick. Arachayim Sim Shin Chafal Sifit Ches says, you don't soak the chiltis, which is this root, not lukewarm water, not cold water. That's the way you used to soak it for a fuah. But you're allowed to put it into the vinegar and dip your bread in it. If it was already soaked from the day before, you're allowed to soak it on Shabbos, and you drank it on a Thursday and Friday, and he has to drink it on Shabbos, it's mutter, because that's the derech of fuah, to drink it 7 days, one after the other. Therefore, you're allowed to soak it in cold and put it in the sun, because it's a skun if he doesn't drink from it. Shulchan Aruch Arachayim Sim Shin Yates Sif Ches says, you don't soak the animal feed, which is, he floats it with water on it and a cleat to take off the chaff, and you don't smooth it out with your hand to take off the psoilus, because it's like butter, but you're allowed to put it in a sieve, even though the psoilus falls off, and because it comes through the hole of the sifter. Shabbos, Perek Chaf Aleph, Halacha Bet, Lamed Beis, says, someone is sifting, it's from the Avos Menachos, therefore you're allowed to sieve, put in a sieve the straw in a sifter, and you should not put the sifter that has straw in a tall place so that the chaff should fall off, because it's like maraka. They're allowed to take the straw from the sifter and take it to the trough, even though it might go off, might fall off while he walks, because his kavanah is not for that, he doesn't care what the animals eat. Arachayim Sim Shin Chav Dalet Sif Aleph says, you don't sift the straw in a sifter, that the mites, that the chaff will fall to the ground. They shouldn't put it in a tall place so the chaff should fall off. It's not taking the sifter and put it into the trough, even though the mites falls out by itself. It's mutter because it's dovish ein mischab. Shabbos Perek Chaval Lach Chav Bei says, a person can eat oichel mashkim that healthy people usually eat and drink, for instance, coriander, hops, hyssop, even though they heal. And he ate it to get healed from his mutter, since they're also healthy people eat it. If he drank chiltas with shavrut before Shabbos and continues to drink, he's allowed to drink it on Shabbos, even in the places where they didn't have the healthy people to drink chiltas, and he's allowed to soak Egyptian olives in any place. The Rambam says, in Hilchas Shabbos, Perek Chav Beis, Halacha Zion. He says, the Rambam, you're not allowed to soak chiltis, whether it's lukewarm water or cold water, but you're allowed to soak it in vinegar. And if he drank it on Thursday and Friday, then he could soak it on Shabbos and cold and put it in the heat until it gets warm, and then he drinks it, so he shouldn't get sick. And because if he stops drinking, he'll be sick. Shechnach Rechayim Sim Hashem Chafal Sif Yud Ches says, you're not allowed to soak this chiltis, not in lukewarm water, not in cold water, because it's a derech to do it for a fuah. But if you put it, you can put it into the vinegar and eat bread with it. If it was already soaked from the day before, you're allowed to soak it on Shabbos. If he drank on Thursday and Friday, then he has to drink it also on Shabbos. It's mutter, because that's derech refuah. To drink it 7 days one after the other. Therefore, it's mutter to soak it in cold water and give it and put it in the sun, because it's a con if he doesn't drink from it. The Rambam Shabbos Perek Chav Beis Halacha Yud Zayin says, mud that's on his clothing, he can flick it off or whiten it from the inside, but he can't rub it off from the outside. Zerik is might launder it. You're allowed to scratch it off with your fingernail, doesn't have to worry that it might be malabim. Someone scratches off the kerchief is also because that's malabim. But a shirt is mutter because his kavan is only to make it softer, and the Ravid says made a mistake because of the kerchief or a shirt is mutter. Shechnach Rechayim Sim Hashem Beisifei says a shirt, after it's laundered, becomes hard, and you smooth it out with your hand to make it softer. You're allowed to do it on Shabbos because it's not mechavan on to soften it. But a kerchief you're not allowed to do it because it's also mechavan to smooth it out and to whiten it. And it's also it's malab. And the Ramah says hats and other pishtan have a din like a suda that you're not allowed to clean it on Shabbos. Daf Kuf Mem Amud Beis Shabbos Perek Chafei Halacha Yud Ches says a stone that's in a gourd that they used to draw water, if you fill up and it doesn't fall out, it's like as if he's makza the kiruya, the whole gourd, and you're allowed to fill up with it. And if not, you're not allowed to fill up with the clothing that's on top of a pole. You could take the clothing off the pole, but you can't move the pole. The Shechnarach Arachayim Sim Hashem Ches Sif Tez Zayin says the shirt that he laundered it and he stuck it into a pole to dry it up, you're allowed to take it off the pole. But to take the pole from inside is also because it's not a kli. But if he's stuck in a kli, then you're allowed to take it out from inside, even if it's not an issa. A kira that one of his feet fell off, you're not allowed to move it. And the Ramos says, so to a long bench, that one of its feet fell off. Now, if there are 2 feet that you're not allowed to metal it and leave it on, put it on another bench to sit on it, even if it could broke by doing, unless you sat on it one time for Shabbos. It's also to bring the foot in because of binyan. The Rambam, Shabbos, Perek Chav, Zayin, Alacha, Tezayin says, anything that's written machbeim chayvayif that's found, that's common, you're allowed to find it and you're allowed to move it on Shabbos. For instance, you're allowed to move dried beans because it's a machal for goats, but not wet beans. Chatzav, which is this grass that goes straight because it's a food for the deer. Chardel, which is mustard seed because it's a food for pigeons. Bones because it's a machal for dogs. So to any shells and seeds that's roi for machbeim, you're allowed to move it. But it's not roi. He eats the food and throws it backwards, and it's also to be metatl. A lot of be metatl swollen meat because it's a meichel for chaya. A lot of metatl raw meat, whether it's regular or salted, because it's right for a person. And so too salted fish. But if it's not salted fish, raw fish is also metatl because that's not edible for anybody. Arachayim simishim ches sif chav zayin. Bones that are roi for dogs and shells that are roi for a behema and crumbs that are not roi, don't have a kazayas, you're allowed to take them off the table. But if the shells are not roi to mach behema, you're not allowed to move them. And he shakes over the tablecloth and it falls off. And there's bread on the table, you're allowed to pick it up, the whole tablecloth, and be metal with the shells that are not roi for mach behema because they're bottle agar de pas. And if he needs the place of the table, even if there isn't only things that are not roi to mach behema, you're allowed to be makvi metal, and he holds tzoich makoyim, you're allowed to move it. Arachayim simashim ches sif chav ches. Bundles of wood, straw that he did it for Machav Hema, even if they're very big, you're allowed to move them. The Rambam Brachas, Perek Zayin, Alacha Gimel says, the one that cuts bread is not allowed to cut it until they bring salt or a side dish for everybody, unless he's mischavin to eat a lot of bread. and he doesn't betzeya, he doesn't do a small piece because it looks like he's carried, and not a big piece because bigger than a bay because it looks like a fresser. And Shabbos, he should give a big piece, and it's not betzeya only from the place where it gets very well, where it is cooked and baked much better. The Rambam Shabbos Perek Chav Vav Alach Yutes says, you're not allowed to be gerif shovel machel from a behemoth that you give it to, like, to stuff it, whether it's a trough of a clear or a trough of the ground. And you're not allowed to move it to the side because of, number two, because it might come to even out the holes. You're allowed to take from a donkey and put it in front of an ox. You can't take it from an ox and put it in front of a donkey because the food that's in front of the ox is dirty with his drool. It's not royal for another behemoth. So too, leaves that smell bad, and they're mose, and the behemoth doesn't eat them, you're not allowed to top them. Therefore, a hanger of fish is also, you're not allowed to move it because it stinks. But of meat, you're allowed to move it, and so to anything they like. Our Chaim Simashim Chavdal Tziftezvav says, you're not allowed to shovel or move aside the trough before the ox that's being given to fresh, even the avis of a kli, because Xer Ata Shakar, because it might come to even out the holes. It's also to move the straw from in front of him to the sides. The Rambam Shabbos Perek Chavav, Halacha Yates, we already did, we'll skip it. Arachayim, the last halacha, Simon Shimchov Dalad, Sifya Dalad, you're allowed to take food from in front of the donkey and put it in front of the ox. But you can't take it in front of the ox and put it in front of the donkey, because it gets mos with the drool of the ox, and it's not royal anymore for the donkey. Then Moshe saw Machra, even the other mina behemoths, to take from, not take from one and put it in front of the other ones, that it's not its min, because you might not eat it, because you might get disgusted. This is the end of the halachas of Daf, Kuf, Mem.